listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. Martial Arts Literacy, Avoiding the Hollow Curriculum. Unfortunately, much of current science education, especially at the primary and secondary levels, is, and for that matter has been, woefully inadequate. One of the major reasons for this is the phenomenon of teaching to the test, or in other words, spending an inordinate amount of class time preparing the students to pass their next science test. This can lead to a dangerous misconception, that of thinking of science as just an accumulation of facts to be memorized. And it's also a great way to leave a student with a bad taste for science in their mouth. Instead of an accumulation of facts, science is actually a set of learning and problem-solving tools that are handy for everyone to at least become acquainted with. The sad part of this dilemma is how our schools seldom encourage or harness the love children have to snoop and play, which is another way of saying investigate and experiment. Investigation and experimentation are cornerstones of science. We would be far better served if at least some of the science class work in elementary and high school was to get away from their desks and to be given mysteries to investigate and problems to solve. For those of us already out of school, the great thing is you don't need to become a professional scientist in order for your knowledge of even a bit of science to be very useful. If you work in a profession in which you fix things that are broken, you are using critical thinking skills to diagnose the problems which are presented to you. That's science. If you are a cook who experiments with different ingredients in different quantities, you are doing science. If you're a coach and are trying to figure out the most efficient pattern, frequency, and style of practice for your athletes, you're doing science. The more scientifically literate you become, the easier it becomes to apply your knowledge in all sorts of areas. Let's look more deeply at what science really is. It is indeed partly a collection of facts, a body of knowledge. But if that's all it was, the body of knowledge would never grow. But it is growing, and at an amazing and ever-accelerating rate. The mere act of memorizing facts does not help you to develop the skills to solve problems or to investigate mysteries. In science, facts mean nothing without theory and concepts. According to Dr. Stephen Novella's excellent blog, Neurologica, quote, "The true measure of scientific literacy should be a combination of knowledge of facts, knowledge of concepts, and knowledge of process. Facts are still important. Concepts without facts are hollow, and facts without concepts are meaningless. Both need to be understood in the context of the process that led us to our current conclusions." End quote. Let's see how this applies in the martial arts. And yes, there are many parallels in martial arts training. You can think of each martial arts technique you learn as equivalent to a fact in order to restate the above statement like this. Martial arts concepts without techniques to express them are hollow. And techniques without concepts are meaningless. Both need to be understood in the context of the process that led to the development of the martial arts we practice, and that leads to your development as a martial artist. As I said earlier, martial arts concepts without techniques to express them are hollow. Imagine a martial arts instructor intoning solemnly to you, "Use your opponent's strength against him. Have a strong base. Move from your center. And control the interior space. Now, go and defend your loved ones." Equally silly, but far more common in the real world, is the teaching of techniques without concepts. Far too many martial artists have as their knowledge base a collection of techniques with no rhyme or reason as to why they would pick one over the other in a given situation. For the martial arts instructor, knowledge of techniques and concepts are important, but so is an understanding of the process of the development of a martial arts program and the process of the development of a martial artist. Remember, Bruce Lee said that Jeet Kune Do is a process, not a product. In science, the process includes research, analysis, and on rare happy occasions, synthesis of new ideas. In the martial arts, the process includes research, training, and on rare and again happy occasions, the synthesis of new ideas. In order to help generate new ideas, you need to occasionally lift your head up from the routine of training and ask some questions. How and why was a given technique developed? What principles does it express or employ? What problem does it solve? In what ways can it be defended or countered? What are the reasons for the occasions when the technique fails? What are the options when the technique fails? Some instructors, in my opinion, spend too large a fraction of their instructional time going over how to execute techniques, and too small of a fraction of it teaching why or when to execute the techniques, or why techniques work, or how to tweak the techniques with subtle variations. In addition, too many martial artists are content with the knowledge contained in a single system. This also has a parallel in science. It's easy in both science and the martial arts to get so wrapped up in your specialty that you lose the bigger picture. Many of the greatest discoveries in science and the arts have happened when a scholar crossed over into a new discipline. Leonardo da Vinci was an artist by profession, yet he made very important contributions to the fields of anatomy and engineering, among many others. Gottfried Leibniz was a diplomat and philosopher, yet he was one of two men who could rightly claim to have invented calculus, independently of each other, the other man being Sir Isaac Newton. Benjamin Franklin was a printer and politician, who also proved that lightning is a form of electricity, and held patents for a number of inventions. Louis Pasteur was a chemist by training and profession, but he developed perhaps the most important idea in the history of medicine, the germ theory of disease. There are many more examples, but I think you get the idea. Sometimes the scholar is able to bring a different perspective to an old problem in the new field, and other times he or she learns something that helps attack a problem in his or her original field. This is also true in the martial arts. I'll use myself as an example. The footwork I learned in fencing made me a better kickboxer. The stamina I developed in kickboxing helped me run many of my fencing partners into the ground. The sensitivity and body awareness I got from Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu helped improve my clinch game in Muay Thai. The ways I learned to grip the human upper body from Muay Thai helped tremendously to improve my game as a judo player. The skills I learned from judo of how to break my opponent's grips on me have come in very handy in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We could all stand to take a cue from the scientifically literate. Let's keep learning new techniques and developing a better understanding of the underlying concepts, and perhaps most important of all, think deeply about the process of building a martial arts literate student. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think, or check out old episodes of The Martial Brain at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. contact me with questions about the Marshall Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.